It's Here and Now. I'm Eric Westervelt. Protesters are gathering at Russian embassies all over Europe, demanding an end to Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. NATO is trying to bolster defenses, and the U.S. and European leaders are preparing new sanctions. We expect to hear from President Biden about new sanctions on Russia soon, and we'll bring you live coverage from the White House when that happens. For the latest now, we're joined by NPR's Rob Schmitz in Berlin. And Rob, talk about the reaction you've seen and heard today, both in Germany and across Europe, from leaders and from the street level.
Yeah, reaction has been swift and severe. European Council President Charles Michel and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that Russia is not only violating international law, but is undermining European and global security and stability. They promised a new slate of sanctions after they meet with EU leaders. Here in Germany, Olaf Scholz called this a dark day for Europe, saying that it will become clear that Putin has made a grave mistake with what he called his war. Going over to NATO, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called Russia's actions a deliberate, cold-blooded, and long-planned invasion, adding that the scale of this attack was something Europeans thought were a thing of the past. He called today the beginning of a new normal, and he vowed that NATO would step up its readiness plans by beefing up forces on its eastern flank along Ukraine's borders. He also said NATO's activating powers that would give him more flexibility to use allied military resources. But, Eric, this is all, I think, leading to a sense of fear and dread among many people here in Europe.
Well, and many Europeans seem skeptical that President Putin would really attack Ukraine. Are people on the street in a bit of a shock?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for weeks, many well-regarded European defense experts publicly questioned the Biden administration's warnings that Russia was on the verge of a full-scale attack on Ukraine. You know, today's been a big wake-up call for much of Europe. Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, Germany's former defense minister under Chancellor Angela Merkel, tweeted this morning that she is angry with herself and her colleagues for what she called our historical failure. She said that after Russia attacked Georgia more than a decade ago and then Crimea and Donbass regions of Ukraine in 2014, that we had that Germany had not prepared anything that would have been really deterring for Vladimir Putin from doing this again. And you sort of get the sense that at the highest levels of governance in Europe, leaders are rethinking everything they've done when it comes to dealing with Putin, kicking themselves for not doing more. And of course, much of what Europe could have done is not only in the political and security realm, but also with economic ties and trade.
So some shock and soul searching today in Europe. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz already called off Nord Stream 2, the big natural gas pipeline that would supply much of the country's energy needs. How else, Rob, are European leaders trying to punish Russia short of military action and react to this unprecedented challenge?
Well, this is largely in the hands of the European Union now. They're meeting today to adopt new, more severe sanctions on Russian interests. And EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that Russian banks and the country's tech sector will be cut off from European financial markets and further Russian assets will be frozen. And she said that the actions that the EU is about to take will seriously degrade the Russian economy in all areas in the future. One action that will likely not be taken, though, is to remove Russia from the SWIFT financial network, a move experts say could reduce Russia's GDP by 5% or more. Still, you know, these threats from Europe are real, and the EU is Russia's largest trading partner. So Russia's markets tanked today from all of this news.
So we're left with this new normal, Russia isolated from Europe. Briefly, Rob, how are European companies and economies starting to deal with this? Are they in shock, too?
Yeah, they are. And this isn't going to be easy on Europe's economy either. You know, the EU is the largest investor in Russia. And one has to ask, what does all this mean for the strong economic ties between Russia and the rest of Europe? You know, we're looking at energy. We're looking at massive, you know, infrastructure investment, companies. And I think that's an open question that's going to be settled in the coming days.
NPR's Rob Schmitz in Berlin. Thanks so much.
Thank you.